You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Friday, September 17th. You're already all giggly, huh? I couldn't be more angry this morning. I mean, this is what you want? People walk up to you all the time. Is he really like this? Is the animal behind the glass really such a crazed lunatic? I could not be more angry this morning, and all you have to do is giggle as we start the show.
And
here we go
aboard.
Again.
What's going on, Nubs? Let me see the fingers. We got 9 or we still got 10? What are we looking at?
I didn't say I was going to cut off one of my fingers.
You weren't going to cut off one of your fingers?
No, why would I cut off one of my fingers?
Hey,
why should I have to watch that and then cut off my own finger? No. Cut off
Darius
someone else's
Slayton
finger.
Could use an extra finger or a longer finger on that
God.
Touchdown that he dropped.
I give up. I really give up. Uncle, whatever I'm supposed to do to... I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Gunling. I think Santiago might be a worse individual than, in fact, I am. But I'm sorry, okay? I mean, this football team is horrendous. Horrendous! The one thing that we didn't even talk... I don't even understand how this is possible. The one thing that we didn't even discuss all offseason was the defense, Rick. Because that was fine. That didn't even bear discussion. Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence and Bradbury's so good and Logan Ryan, Jabril Peppers, now McKinney's healthy. They added Dory Jackson. Blake Martinez, this Ojalari, first round talent in the second round. This defense is going to be fine. The defense stinks. It stinks.
Hey, I was wondering, did you see that Dexter Lawrence offsides penalty?
The only reason I knew he played in the game was because of that penalty.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, too. I'm watching that game, and I watched it again this morning. I don't understand, and I don't want to get in the weeds and everything else, but all we talked about this offseason, like you mentioned, was how surprised we were with the defense. You know, you mentioned McKinney. He's back. He's healthy. You're looking forward to seeing him play. You added Dory Jackson. Bradbury, I mean, had a great season last year. He's one of the best corners in the game, and now with the addition of Dory Jackson, you got one of the best secondaries in the NFL. Well, if that's the case, why? I mean, what are we playing soft zone for all game? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. McLaurin's eating them up. And then you have 2 minutes left in this game. You got Taylor Heinicke, who's making his third career start, and he marches down the field, and they kick the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, on a second try, they kick the game-winning field goal. I'll tell you what. I mean, there were a lot of moments last night that got me angry. Guys running off the field and having to take timeouts in desperation. Taking timeouts and coming out of the timeout and jumping off sides. Having multiple false start penalties and needing Daniel Jones to save you and Graham Gano to kick a 55-yard field goal. How good is that guy? I mean, Shepard, Gano, Jones, some of your stars last night. But the guys you needed to step up and to play well did not. But what almost drove me to hit one of my dogs last night was the play calling after the interception. Are you just going to laugh all show?
No. Almost made me hit one of my dogs.
I mean, they were staring at me, and I got so angry, and I was like, don't you tempt me.
This is what you get when you name your dogs after giants.
You know, it's amazing. I take the one puppy out, and he pitter patters. Like, we go outside, and he's like, he wants to go towards the area where he's supposed to pee, and then he doesn't, and I'm realizing, you know why we named him Barkley? That's why. That's why. Occasionally, he'll sprint right there, and no one can get in his way, and otherwise, he's like, he's hemming, he's hawing, he cuts, he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, that would frustrate me. I mean, outside of that run, he had the 41-yard run, which is, that's a positive sign, but, you know, outside of that, I mean, he did nothing. I mean, it was 12 carries, 16 yards. I mean, that's less than 2 yards a
nothing.
Carry.
I mean, he played a lot, which I guess is positive. It looks like the knee is healing, and he's able to play two games in 5 days. So we're excited about that. But he's not playing at a high level at the moment. Now he's not something I worry about long term. But the defense, oh God, and I will tell you what, the offensive line now, by the way, although they were fine,
they were better
last night.
In the second half. I thought they were better.
They were
the second
fine
half.
Last night. What got me? I mean, I was apoplectic. You get the big turnover. Listen, anything is Gano field goal range at this point. So you're in easy field goal range. All you need is a first down. All you need is one first down to be able to basically run out the clock and have him kick a game winning field goal. And you act like there's 20 seconds left in the game, and you go pathetic, meek run. Followed by another pathetic meek run, followed by a ball behind Sterling Shepard, where even if he caught it, he's going to be short of the first down. That trio of play calls drove me insane.
Yeah, I don't know how it wouldn't. I mean, we were talking about it before the show. In that spot right there, I mean, you have, you know, obviously the one turnover in the game, another positive for Daniel Jones, no turnovers, but the one mistake that Heinicke makes, Bradbury, great interception, and now, I mean, you have all the momentum. It's your game to win. You mentioned Gano. I mean, 35 straight field goals, so you feel good about that. But you go, I mean, Barkley did nothing outside of that, you know, 41-yard run. You go run, and then what was crazy to me, if that was the mindset, was, all right, we'll settle for the field goal. We'll make Washington take a couple timeouts here, or at least, like, you could have had Washington burn all three of their timeouts, but you decided not to because you threw on third down, and you mentioned it. Ball's behind Sterling Shepard, but even if he catches it, he's short of the first down.
No, and even if it's fourth and inches, you can't go for that there. So you're going to kick a field goal regardless. That play calling was mind-numbing to me. You know, and I like Joe Judge, and I still do, but I'll tell you what. What's the phrase? The bloom is coming off the rose? Is that what you say? Is that appropriate?
That's appropriate.
Well, it's coming off. Because they're not playing disciplined football. The defense, which was so good last year, is not that great this year right now at all. It looks horrendous. So, you know, Jones played well last night. You put up what they scored, 29 points. You put up 29 points. You should win the game. But it's just every little minute play that can go against them does. I mean, how does Darius Slayton drop that football last night? Game's over. He catches that. Game is over. How does he drop it?
Well, it's not just that one, too. I mean, Daniel Jones had the big run. That gets called back because of the hold.
Which is
a
terrible call.
It's a ticky-tack hold. No, it's not a great call.
It's a terrible call.
It's a terrible call, but it still gets called. So you have to, I mean, there's 4 points to leave on the field there. Slayton, that's another 4 points. And then you get sacked and you're taken out of field goal range. I mean, that's 11 points you left on the field. 11. That's tough to overcome. And you mentioned the pre-snap penalties. The thing about Joe Judge, too, is, and you mentioned the word, I mean, that's a big word in that building is discipline and not making mental mistakes. And you had, I mean, a bunch of pre-snap penalties. At one point there, you had a Solder false start followed up right with an Andrew Thomas false start. And then you have special teams, supposed to be Joe Judge's specialty, that cost you at the end. With Dexter Lawrence, for some reason, decided he wanted to jump upside.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, and talk about going from, like, excitement and adulation to, like, rip your heart out. I mean, the field goal's missed. You're all excited. You're dancing around. Like, oh, wait. I mean, it's like a movie. Oh, hold on a moment. There's a flag in the secondary. I'm like, flag in the secondary. Dexter Lawrence has jumped off sides, and you could have bet. They have live betting on all the apps now, right? You can do live betting.
Yeah, you got live betting.
Yeah, after he jumped off sides, you should have bet every thing you have that he was going to make that next field goal.
Well, of course. I mean, it's a 43-yard field goal, and he already missed the 48-yarder. Of course he's going to make it. You don't bounce back from mistakes like that. You don't.
No, you're not good enough to.
No,
I say it all the time.
You're not good enough.
You're not good enough to make mistakes like that and bounce back. And again, and you know what stinks about it? Jones played really well last night. He ran the ball effectively. They caught them with the read option a ton of times. He threw the ball well. I mean, he missed a couple, but overall, he was really good. That was a really good performance from Daniel Jones. And you don't even care about it because they found this is what they do. Teams find ways to win. The Giants find ways to lose.
Bad teams find ways to lose. And over the last 5 years, I mean, just think about that. This is five straight years they've started off 0-2.
Eight of the last nine seasons. But I can't believe they lost that game. I mean, they had no business, Rick, losing that game last night.
None. No, that was their game to win. I mean, even when you watch it, you're like, the Giants should have won that football game. Defense got off to a good start, a couple 3-and-outs. And then, I mean, to start the second half, the Giants scored on their first four possessions. And then Heinicke makes the big mistake. And as a Giants fan, I don't even know how you could... I give you credit for waking up this morning. I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
This moment in the middle of the night. So I was so hot after the game, just so angry. But I went into bed like midnight, got into bed, and then fell asleep. And then rolled over at like 1:45 and looked at the clock. I'm like, oh. And you ever have that moment where you don't remember what has happened and like the life you're leading at the current moment? So I
all the time.
I kind of roll over. I'm like, 1:45. I have plenty of time to still. I was like, oh, come on. I was like, I hate this team. Like, I had that like brief moment of like, oh, everything. And then I was like, oh, God, I can't believe this is the life I'm leading right now.
You know what killed you too in that game was the two play 17 second touchdown drive.
Oh.
To make it 27-26. That was too quick. That happened too fast.
Although, yes, but in some ways, I'm like, all right, at least, like, I thought they were going to drive down the field and they were going to kick a field goal at the buzzer. So at least I was like, all right, now we have a chance to do the same. We had, what, four minutes and 15 seconds, something like that? I mean, it was, McKissick, big play, and then who caught that touchdown? Like a three-name guy, right?
Seals Jones, yeah.
Yeah. Was that Ricky
Seals-Jones? It was a nice catch, too.
It was a great, I was sure it was incomplete when he threw it.
No.
I thought he was throwing it away.
Up over your big offseason acquisition, Dory Jackson.
I have a lot of blame from last night. I don't blame Jackson for that play.
I don't understand why you go out and make that move. You have Bradberry coming off his best season as a pro. McKinney's back. Why are you playing so soft? Don't you have corners like that so you can play press man? Especially because you don't generate pressure. You don't get pressure on the quarterback.
Where's anything? They don't get any pressure. And I like Leonard Williams, but he gave you no pressure last night. The closest to the quarterback that Dexter Lawrence got all night was on the offsides. I mean, he was nowhere near the quarterback. Guys that you're relying on to get to the quarterback, it's pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic. So now I made this declaration earlier in the week, how can he make a hot take like that? What an awful thing to say. How could he say something like that? Come on, they're done. They couldn't be more done. The defense stinks. The coach, I don't even know if he knows what he's doing at this point. They might be in Atlanta. Then they'll lose 3 in a row. They'll be 1-5. It'll be the same song and dance. So you want to argue with me that they're not done?
No, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't like to see you like this. I don't like to see you quit after week two. I just don't.
I'm not going to go away.
But here's the thing, though, Dave. I get why you're saying what you're saying. And I think if I was a Giants fan, I'd probably feel the same way about this team. What concerns me the most is you thought that the identity of this team was something you at least felt good about with this team was the defense. And in the first 2 weeks, I mean, that was Taylor Heinicke's third career start. Third. And you let him march down the field in the two-minute drill and put them in field goal range. Just march right down the field. And then you made Teddy Bridgewater look like Pat Mahomes in week one.
What happens when you play the good quarterbacks?
Yeah,
right.
Good question.
Well, what happens when you go up against Dak and Brady and Mahomes? I mean, then what happens?
And they didn't even have Curtis Samuel.
No,
I mean it was Terry McLaurin and it was Logan Thomas.
Did they game plan at all for Terry McLaurin? By the way,
apparently not.
I mean, he ate lunch.
He ate James Bradberry up last night.
Oh my God! If I would have told you of all the things the Giants have that you needed to be concerned about, and we went through the list this offseason, like quarterback and running game and offensive line and getting pressure on the quarterback and linebacker play and covering tight ends. Like, if we went through everything, where would James Bradberry be on that list of things?
On the bottom.
Graham Gano would be on the bottom, right?
Gano on the bottom, and then followed by James Bradberry.
Okay. And he threw two games. And I thought, you know, it's one game. It's a bad game. It's dead. Well, fine. I'm not too concerned about Bradberry. He looks hideous. Hideous.
He looks bad. The defense looks bad. And that's what I don't get, though. I don't understand that. I mean, it was maybe last year was just, you know, one of those years where everything went right for the defense. And Leonard Williams playing for a contract, he had a big year. But I just don't, like, you knew it was going to take a minute for this offense to get itself right. I mean, offensive line has been a mess. And now, I mean, you lose Gates. There's a new, I mean, the line, you know, you have Price at center last night. So there hasn't been any continuity. You had Daniel Jones played a half in the preseason. Saquon didn't play. Galladay was banged up. I mean, you might as well not even have drafted Tony. You don't use him. So it was going to take the offense a minute. And you felt like you could be buoyed by your defense, right? I mean, the defense was really good last year. So we come into the season, even if the offense struggles, we can still play great defense. Well, guess what? You haven't played great defense. You haven't played good defense.
No, your defense is horrendous. What did they allow in the first game? How many did Denver score? 27?
27-13 you lost,
yeah. Yeah, so they could have easily scored 35. Easily. Yeah. And last night, Washington puts up 30 and probably could have scored more. It's just, it's gut-wrenching. It really is. You know what? Let's make someone's day. Should we make someone? It won't be my day. So should we make someone's day?
I'm just happy you didn't cut one of your fingers off.
No, I was never going to cut one of my fingers. I didn't say anything about my finger.
You said a finger. I just thought, yeah. I just assumed it was your finger.
Why would I have to watch that? Have no sleep?
No, I don't. I didn't understand it, but I didn't know you had someone at the house that you could just cut their finger off.
Well, I don't know that I do. I was just making an exclamation. Like, I'm so angry. If they lose this game, I will cut off a finger. You want me to cut off one of yours?
No.
All right, I would do it for you.
I'm perfectly happy having 10.
Okay. You have like a nub? Like a story when you go see people?
Rothy and nubs?
Yeah. Like what? We can do nubservations.
Yeah, nubservations.
Yeah.
Nubs, like, well, Peterson.
Well, I mean, it would be a great, like, party thing, right? Like, oh, what happened to your finger? Oh, the Giants. Well, so you were so upset you cut it off? No, Rothenberg did.
No, I had Rothenberg cut it off. Yeah, it's like when your dad, like my dad, does that trick where he pulls his thumb off.
Right. You can do that. Look at this. Oh, yeah, where's the thumb? No, I don't have it. Why? He cut it off.
I could add it. So, like, if people ask me to marry them, I just throw that into the part of the ceremony. I'll also be doing a magic trick during the ceremony.
That's right.
Where I pull off my finger.
Come up. Gather around close. Watch this. I'll pretend I don't have a finger. In fact, I will not have the finger. Let's make someone's day. Carlos Martinez. I don't think the Cardinals pitcher. But Carlos Martinez says, it's my birthday. I'm listening to you guys live from Australia. It would make my day if you gave me a shout out. Best show in Australia.
Nice.
So happy birthday to Carlos Martinez.
That's great. Australia.
Yeah.
You have any interest in going to Australia?
Lots of interest.
I have
lots of interest in going lots of places, and I've never been anywhere.
Aruba. I mean, you're pretty much the Aruba guy.
I've been to Aruba. We've been to St. Thomas. But other than that, I have not done a lot of traveling.
You've been to Canada.
I've been to Montreal and Toronto.
Montreal. I mean, you have to like Montreal.
Yeah, but I went with the Rangers fan club to Montreal for a Rangers-Canadiens game.
You didn't get the full experience.
No. No.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, no, I'd like to do all of it. I want to go to Hawaii next summer. That's the goal.
Well, you got plenty. You got plenty of time now, with the Giants season being over.
We can go now.
Maybe you take a trip.
Yeah. Well, what time would the show be in Hawaii? It would be perfect. 11 p.m.
That would be nice. That actually make tons of sense.
We should go on a Hawaiian trip as a show and do the show 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Don't try to drag me down with you. My team still has life.
Oh,
we have life.
Yeah. You guys are full of life, full of life. But by the way, and I know we got a break in RJ today. I truly don't care, but I will break in a moment. I want to get a Tesla, I think, is my next car.
No.
And Sherry doesn't, she almost won't let me.
Isn't there a story about Shaq told his kid because he got all A's? RJ, you have to check this for me. I think I heard the story right. His kid, I think, got all A's. So Shaq had, you know, a deal with him. If you get all A's, I'll let you buy whatever you want. So kid goes out and buys himself a Tesla, shows up at home with it, and Shaq made him return it.
Why?
Because he's like Sherry. I don't want you driving a Tesla.
Well, you know what she said? She's like, because you know what? That's just going to be work for me.
Of course just, it is. She'll like, be the
you're
one
not
going to
know how to
it.
Use it. And I'm going to have to read the entire book and figure it out and explain it to you along the way and get some kind of special, you know, charging device in the garage. She's like, I don't want it. And the kids are like, come on, let Dad get it. No. So I'm not allowed to get a Tesla. I'm not allowed to have a football team that wins a game. I'm not allowed to get the car that I want. I have my life is going right down the tubes.
No, you'll be fine.
No.
You're fine, stop. No. It's week two. You got plenty of season left.
Oh, great. I can't wait to watch it. 800-919-3776. Listen, what do we even have today? I'm uncertain. We're going to do our Survivor pick, right? We're going to go through
pick.
The NFL. Well, are we doing
we
a frenzy today?
Pick.
We're doing a frenzy?
Yes, we're doing a frenzy.
I swear to God, if anybody says
stop
anything but
this.
Their question, Santiago, well, I want you to hang right up. I mean, you have your finger right there ready to go.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
You have an obligation today to put on one of the best shows you've ever put on.
How am I doing so far?
You're doing good because Giants fans expect it from you. I've gotten so many tweets last night into this morning. I can't wait to listen to the show. I can't wait to listen to Rothenberg. You want to be the face of the psychotic Giants fan? That's a heavy burden. But you better rise to the challenge today, my friend.
Matthias Kiwanuka at 7:35. And so help me God, if he comes on, he's like, no, it's not that bad. Things are good. I don't know what I'll do.
No,
I might challenge him to a duel.
Take off your glove and slap him in the
yes,
face with it.
That's right. I'm going to get my epee out. Let's go. My sword. Let's go. I'd like to challenge you to a duel. All right. 1-800-919-3776. The guy from the pigskin payout yesterday should sue Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't even. I mean. He must be sick to his stomach today.
He had $1,000. He probably danced around having won $1,000 and then had
He's
it
He's got a call
away.
Today. We got to get him. He's got a call in. I want to know
that
exactly
poor guy.
His response. From I want to know the high of the Bradbury interception to the low of the Dexter Lawrence offense.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Oh, and then it got ripped away. Poor guy. All right, we're all poor guys today. We're all the loser from the pigskin payout.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Good snap, good hold, kick is no good. But a flag is down in the secondary. Washington is saying that the Giants are offsides.
This is what they do. Teams find ways to win. The Giants find ways to lose.
Good snap. Good hold. Kick is good. Washington wins it.
Bad teams find ways to lose. This is five straight years they've started off 0-2.
This is probably one of the worst losses in the last 10 years.
I could not be more angry this morning. This football team is horrendous.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Eric in Queens. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Eric, please don't.
I'm doing great, Eric.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it is DiPietro and Rothenberg with you. 98.7 ESPN. Time now for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I got to be honest. I'm very proud of myself this morning. I think I'm handling it very well.
You had a great hour. I was just telling the guys that might be the quickest hour we've ever done together.
It was a good hour. I mean, it's not fun, but sometimes you got to take your medicine and just put your best foot forward. And I think if I haven't cinched up one of the three stars of the day at the moment, I will soon.
At this point, it's just a matter of how many stars you're getting.
I give them all three, or just one giant gold star.
Just a gold star.
I mean, you showed up. You showed up, and you put your best foot forward.
I'm going to show up.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of the stories and stuff that you've told today, it's quality, and we're only an hour in.
Guy was going to punch his dog. Sam.
Guy was going to punch his dog.
Wasn't really punch them.
Wife,
they were angering.
Wife won't let him get a Tesla. He's shoving five bagels down his throat.
Five and a half. Don't
Sorry,
forget
five
about
and a half.
Cinnamon raisin.
And
it's bad enough that he chokes chickens. Now he's going to start punching dogs.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, you know what you say all the time? I love you. I'll be here to support you every step of the way. Can I get some support today?
I'm supporting you without you knowing it. I'm taking your mind off it. I'm making you laugh.
You're taking my mind off it.
We
take my mind off this.
On the minutia of that game and the fact I had to double check this stat. The Giants are 18-48 since the boat trip.
I think 18. It's 49.
No, they're 18-48.
48? Are we including the postseason loss to
no,
the Packers?
No, I'm not including that. I'm including since the boat trip.
Well, regular season,
you're
including.
In, you're right. If I throw that playoff loss in Green Bay in, yeah, you're right.
Right?
18-49.
The Odell Beckham goes out without a shirt and then drops every pass thrown in his
way. They all
game?
Went out without shirts on, yeah. It's not cold in Green Bay.
No.
It's not cold.
Who was the one guy that showed up for that game, by the way?
Eli.
Yeah, exactly. 800-919-3776. Let's continue along with the phones. You want to hear from the Giants fans, don't you?
Every single one of them.
Am I wrong to say don't say good, like, how you doing, guys? What's going on? Are you doing well this morning?
Well, no, listen. They're concerned. There's concern. People were tweeting me last night, can you call Dave, make sure he's okay? He's talking about cutting fingers off. There's some concern here. So
you didn't stay
I
up for the game, did you? There's no way you stayed up for the whole game.
No. No, because I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this thing. And I'm like, I'm wasting time with these commercials. What am I doing?
So you went to bed, woke up 2:30, and watched it twice.
And you know what the best part is? Is that I take my phone off airplane mode, and it's just ding, 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 and I get to see the text messages going back and forth.
So you knew before you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
So you went in to watch it and knew that the Giants were going to have a catastrophic loss.
Yes.
And even you probably didn't realize the loss would be that awful.
No. It's actually worse when, like, I thought it was bad when I saw the text and I read some of your tweets, and then when you watch it, I was like, wow, that's really bad.
So you wake up this morning, you pee, right? That's the first thing you do?
First thing, every time.
And then you just, like, turn the phone on, boom, you get hit with texts, with tweets, with all, and you're probably like a pig, and you know what? Like, you're loving it.
Every second of it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good show. Dave is going to be incensed. It's almost like Christmas morning, to be honest.
Great, yeah. Christmas in like... Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say anything you're going to regret today.
No, I have not. Off the air, I've said a lot of nasty
stuff. Nasty stuff. A lot of nasty
And I'll continue.
Stuff.
Because you know what? Santiago, he's evil. People don't realize it. They think it's me. He's evil.
You say a lot of hurtful things. That's all I
mean
say.
To be hurtful, but you are such a... Oh, you
not
tweak
gonna,
me.
Not gonna, I'm not going to repeat them, but my goodness.
What I've said to you, I've said some terrible things to you.
Says, but at least you admit them.
But it's all in retaliation to you doing these behind-the-scenes things to me.
Well, I could say that that's in retaliation to you. I'm not snitch-tweeting you in anything. I don't go, hey, Dave, making sure you see what happened to Nick Gates' leg.
How
over
bad
here.
Was that? But come on, I didn't do that to you.
You would if you got the opportunity.
No, not after that. That injury was so bad they couldn't even show it again last night. How tough is he,
gross.
By the way? Oh, my God.
Santi, what you should have done was you should have tweeted, hey, Dave, did you see that Dexter Lawrence offside? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm sure he was sleeping.
But
he
I didn't do that.
Like a baby at that point.
Well you know, listen, if I wanted to.
Sucking on his thumb, having his baby blanket in his arms.
You know what? I did sleep pretty well.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Considering I only got a few hours.
I'm
but
sure
listen,
you did.
But listen, I could have easily been that guy at 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock when I wake up and texted Dave, want to make sure that you saw at the end of that game. I don't know what happened with Dexter Lawrence there.
Perfect.
I could have been that bad guy, but I didn't. I opted not to.
But just by making the statement, you could have been that bad guy. In fact, in some ways, you are even that bad guy.
But I was going to keep it to
myself. And I see all the tweets. I see everything. Oh, I mean, Taylor Heinicke up and down the field and Daniel Jones, and that's a gimmick, and you're a bad guy.
You made Taylor Heinicke look like an all-world player.
See?
You really did.
It was his third career start. You deserve it.
Listen, I'll take what I have coming to me. Guy was throwing, from Santiago, a guy that is this sycophantic Cowboys fan.
Guy was throwing lollipops the entire first half.
You see?
Hot Bayless.
You see? I mean, here he goes again.
Oh, God. Bayless Santiago.
Please let the Chargers
beat
the Cowboys on Sunday.
I'll tell you this, though, before we take these calls.
They probably will, to be honest.
Highlight of my morning, maybe Dave's best line, I'll be dead by the morning. And then the second tweet, don't worry. I'll record some BetMGM spots before I go. Because you know that'd be the first thing. Hey,
I could send out like a group text. Guys, I don't have anything left. I'm done. I'm going to harm myself. And they'd be like, listen, before you do that, can you record the Blue Chews and the BetMGMs? Because we got to get that stuff done.
Yeah, Steve Hart's got some live reads for you. And can you also, any chance you could bring the Comrex with you to heaven when you pass?
Yeah, because we don't have a host on Saturdays. Could you do like a heaven edition of Stump Rothenberg?
We're going to
bring St. Peter on.
Let's play Stump Rothenberg's corpse today on the Saturday morning show.
You think if I were to go to like that moment of where they decide where I'm going, I go straight to heaven? Or you think it's like a real thought of where I go?
Well, I mean, after revealing you're going to punch your dog, I don't know now. I got some questions.
I got some real questions. They were staring right at me.
How pumped would you be, though, if you got to the gates and they were like, before we let you in, quick, where did Kadarius Toney go to college?
Yes. I'll answer that if you, in fact, do let me in. And that'd be Florida. Tony and Scott Norwood. Tony, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Such a range of emotions last night's game. I just wanted to ask you guys, where are we putting Daniel Jones after his performance last night?
Where are we putting him? He was good last night. He was really good.
But that's how we have to play.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the same thing. Good.
No. But what do you mean, where are we putting him? What does that question mean?
As far as, like, you know, with some of the question marks we still have over him and his performance holding on to the ball, I mean, I think the game went pretty well as far as him throwing the ball and holding on to the ball.
He didn't turn the ball over.
To more of that, or
I think that the jury is still out. He didn't turn the ball over. He usually has like one or two or even three of those, like, you know, balls that could be intercepted but are not, and he only had one of those last night. So I if you want to list blame for the Giants last night, Daniel Jones is not on the list. I thought he was good, but to say, all right, it's fixed, it's magically done, and now we move forward and we know we have our quarterback, I'm not there yet either.
No, I think you go week to week. Week one, not great. Week two, it was good. It was good. I mean, first half, he's under pressure. He didn't turn the football over, but he has to. They have to call plays the way they call plays yesterday outside of that last drive after the interception. He has to be a threat to run the football. He has to, especially if Saquon Barkley's not gonna be a threat.
Why is that what you do, though? I can't understand why all game long you've been aggressive and then you get to that situation and you don't need to be crazy aggressive, but you like get into the fetal position. Why?
Yeah, but why not? I mean, if you're gonna throw the ball on third down, right? Like, I mean, why not maybe throw it on first down, or why not, I mean, roll him out?
Roll him
Let
out.
Let him use his legs.
Use a read option there. Why is it just like this? The Barkley into the line.
It was the best thing you did all night.
Do it again.
The read option was the most productive thing you did all night.
It was great. And you don't think they would have bitten from the edges at that moment?
No, and especially, you got to be, like, your defense has not been great. You have to be aggressive in that spot. You have to trust that Daniel Jones is going to make the right read. You have to. This is year three in a game that you need to win.
And he was good. It's not like he was throwing the ball all over last night. You're like, oh, God, we got to win in spite of him. You were going to win because of him.
But it goes back to my earlier point, though, Dave. You don't, on the offensive side of the ball, you really don't have that guy right now. You don't.
Not that I'm comparing the Giants to the Chiefs by any stretch. But Kansas City trailed that game the other day. Cleveland, the punter just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
They get it back, and then they go for the kill shot, right? That's what they do.
Exactly.
And that's what good teams do. And the Giants get literally into the fetal position and almost take a knee, kick a field goal, and wind up losing the game. They deserve what happened last night. They do.
And yet they still had a chance because Hopkins misses that field goal, but they jumped offsides.
Of course.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Let's bring him in. RJ, start the clock. 5 minutes are under, and let's bring in Mike Tenenbaum. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mike, this is why I love you, and you know how close we are, is that it was like 5:30. You're liking tweets. You're up. You're ready to go. You're available. This is why I love you. And I have time restrictions here, so I'm going to get right to it. I want to ask you this. So, Doomsday Dave, king of the lukewarm take, said before this game, Giants lose, season is over. Giants lost. Do you think their season is over?
You know, before we get to that, is Dave going to become the Ronnie Lott of broadcasters cutting a finger off here? I'm just curious, you know.
Mike, I'm so upset. I don't even know what to do with myself. It's 8 of 9 years. They've started out 0-2. I'm beside myself this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you some history. We were 0-2 at the Jets in 2002, won the division. So, it's not perfect by any stretch. But, look, there were a lot of good things that came out of the game last night, and we got to remember two things. One, it's a 17-game season, not a 16-game season, and two, seven teams make the playoffs. So is it ideal? No, but let's be real here. No one's going to run away with the NFC East. Look, Jalen Hurts played way better than expected. Dallas has massive injuries. We know what's going on there. And they were toe-to-toe, obviously, with Washington. So if I'm a Giant fan, yeah, I'm pissed off and disappointed. But this season has a long, long way to go.
Now, Mike, I mean, I know Saquon Barkley's coming back from the ACL, but it feels like we're having those same kind of conversations. It's home run or negative play. Like, does his – even when he's healthy, is his running style conducive to having an average offensive line?
Yeah, well, look, and obviously big concerns after what happened with Gates last night, Rick. But let's give Saquon some credit here. 2 games in 5 days coming off of an ACL injury. I was really encouraged, actually. I saw some long speed last night, which was great. Thought pass protection was better. So let's see where we are at the end of the year. But I'm really encouraged by what he did, how quickly he came back. And, again, the fact that he played in two games in 5 days says a lot about his conditioning and his determination.
Mike Tannenbaum with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Mike, let me ask you one. The defense. We all thought it was going to be – it was a non-concern, right? The secondary is so much better. Adoree Jackson is going to be a difference maker. Leonard Williams was so good. And, I mean, through 2 games, the defense looks abysmal. This changes or there's reason for worry?
Well, I think there's, like, some flashes, right? Ojulari, Bradbury made a play when he needed to, although he didn't have a good game by any stretch. And, you know, those are some pieces there that you get a young pressure player. And look, I do like Adoree Jackson. He has athleticism to play man-to-man. You have to play man-to-man in the NFL to get off the field on third down, no matter how much you may like zones. So it hasn't been ideal by any stretch. I believe in Patrick Graham. We saw a lot of good things a year ago. So my glass is still half full, even though obviously 0-2 is not ideal.
All right, Mike. Play calling I thought was better yesterday, and everyone. I mean, we take phone calls every day about Jason Garrett and how, you know, how this offense is just not creative and everything else. I thought he called for the most part a good game, but I mean, after that Bradbury interception, the play calling I thought was timid to say the very least. What did you think about it?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. That's fair, but let's go back to the Patriot game on Sunday against Miami. They lost. And, you know, they lost by 1 point to a division rival. They had the ball inside the 10-yard line, and obviously it was slightly different circumstances of Damian Harris fumbled and Damian Harris made a great play. Point being, though, is, you know, similar situation, similar play calling, which is young quarterback, you're controlling the game, you're trying to get the lead. And I could see why people would criticize it, but I could also see why, like, both Josh McDaniels and Jason Garrett had very similar play calling in very similar circumstances.
Yeah, but Mike, in that spot, though, the best, I mean, and again, I get what you're saying, and I don't think you're obviously not wrong. I mean, you know more football than I do, but just in that spot, like, the best thing you did all night last night was the threat of Daniel Jones being an option to run the football. And it was just like, okay, turn around, hand it to Barkley for 1 yard, turn around, hand it to Barkley for 2 yards, and then you decide on third down to throw the ball, and even if Sterling Shepard catches it, he's short of the first down.
Right. So one thing is, Daniel Jones has 40 turnovers in 29 games. And if they had lost last night by an interception or a turnover, you know, all of us would have been apoplectic. How can you do that? You know, you don't need, you know, the game's in hand. So I think sometimes, and this is a Coach Belichick thing, and obviously Joe Judge worked for Coach, I have, which is Bill feels oftentimes games are lost before you ever need to win it. I think that was a situation where the Giants were not going to lose that game in that situation, meaning they were not going to turn the ball over. And look, let's face it, but for an offsides on a kick, the strategy would have worked.
Yeah, they were close, but that's what the Giants football has been for a long time now. Mike, let's go back to bed. I can't, but you can. Get into bed, curl up with a good book, and just have some warm milk and sleep for a few hours. For me.
I just want to make sure that you have 10 digits, Dave. We're friends, and I just want to make sure that all digits are still, you know,
I'm so upset. Now, listen, if you look closely at the tweet, I never said I was going to cut off one of my fingers. I just said I would cut off a finger. Yeah. So, no, I'm good.
So, Rick, be careful.
He was going to punch his dog, Mike, during the game. This guy's an animal.
So upset. Mike, listen, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for waking up early with us, and we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. And, of course, Mike Tannenbaum. You can hear a lot more of Mike Tannenbaum Sunday mornings, 8 to 11, right here on 98.7 ESPN. New York Game Day with Anita Marks and Matthias Kiwanuka, who will be on the show with us at 7:30. RJ, do you have a time for how long that conversation with Mike was?
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Wait, come on. Exactly?
It was like 5 minutes and 17 seconds.
So then I win.
Well, no, because you asked the question. You said you weren't going to ask a question.
Yeah, that is true.
Well under 5 minutes.
All right.
Okay. With some funny banter, too.
Funny banter.
I didn't like his last answer to my question.
What, the play calling?
No, not even the play call. I get the play calling to a certain degree, but it's the reason why we did it is because we, you know, God forbid Daniel Jones fumbles.
It's scared football.
Crush him.
You can't play scared football. I hated it. I didn't want to, you know, run into your conversation and interview, but I hated that. And also, the Patriots defense was good. The Giants defense was awful. I don't know how you can compare those two things.
But then to say you have a young quarterback, I get it. I mean, yeah, the Patriots have a young quarterback. It's his first ever NFL game.
And they fumbled the ball. Like they were running a safe play and just happened to fumble the football. The Giants should have taken a shot. The Giants defense allowed, at that point, 27 points. They needed to take a shot.
Well, and the other thing, too, is it would have worked out if you didn't jump off sides. Yeah, but you still let him go right down the field. It was a 48-yard field goal. It wasn't like he was kicking a 58-yard field goal. That's a field goal kick. I guarantee if you asked Hopkins whether or not that's a kick he should make every single, he would say, yeah, I should make that kick.
Of course he should make it. Absolutely he should have made it. It was a very makeable kick, and he got a second chance, and he made it. All right, let's take a brief respite from the Giants. You want to go around the league with me?
I do. We got to make our picks, buddy.
It's time to go around the league.
All right, now, we make our selection against the K-Show. I'm going to be on, I guess, at 5:55 today. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not talking to them outside of making the selection. I'm not getting into the game from last night. I'm not breaking down Giants, all that kind of stuff. I will hop on. I will make my pick. And I am done.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Ben's baseball game. I'm not having extended conversation with guys that mock me to begin with. I will not do
it. Okay, here's the thing. I'm telling you right now. They're going to mock you, and you need to be fully ready.
I don't care. Let them mock me. I'm going to be singularly focused. I'm going to make my our one pick, and I'm done. That's it.
So make the one pick, hang up.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. Dave, the Giants, Peter's going to be, my Washington football team. Guys, I'd like to make my selection, and I'd like to be done. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Let's run through some of these games. Stop me when there's a game that really itches you. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. San Francisco at Philadelphia. Niners giving 3 in this game.
This game interests me.
It does?
It interests me a little.
You like the Niners then?
Yeah, exactly right. I know Jalen Hurts was good. I don't know if Atlanta could just be terrible. Like, does it make sense to you? I mean, that game was close against the Lions, but San Francisco clearly took their foot off the gas.
Well, they dominated that game, and they let it get close, but it shouldn't have been close.
No, it should not have been close. This is a 3. I mean, they're only laying 3?
Yeah, 3.
That seems a little fishy to me.
New England at your Jets. New England is giving 6. I got to tell you, I kind of like the Patriots in this game.
I knew you would.
And I'm not doing it to incite you. I'm really not. I'm not a miserable guy like Santiago. I think you don't think New England wins this game by 7 points?
I can't say that. I can't say it.
You won't take that game then.
No, we could take. I want to listen. You know me well enough to know that.
No, but if there's another game that we like close to equally, we should take that game. I don't want to put you in a position where you root against your team. Because I'm a good friend, and I'm questioning whether or not you in fact are.
I'm a great friend. I'm carrying you through the show right now.
Chicago laying 2.5 against the Bengals at Soldier Field. First of all, go Bengals in that one. Secondly, do we like this at all?
I would stay away from this game. If I was going to take it, I would take the Bengals with the points. The Bears are, I mean, tell me you couldn't see halfway through this game, Andy Dalton struggles a little bit, and then all of a sudden you see Justin Fields.
Yeah, this is probably the game you'd want to get him in there, right? I mean, because Cincinnati's not all that good. But they did win week one against Minnesota. Houston. So mark that. RJ, you marking down the games we kind of like here? Oh, he's marking down everything. Oh, beautiful. He's such a professional, unlike Santi. Houston at Cleveland. Cleveland laying 13 in this one.
A lot of points. Houston looked good in week one. I don't trust Houston. I mean, but Cleveland loss. I like this Survivor for Survivor reasons. I don't know. I think we could find a better game than laying the 13.
Yeah, it's a big number. I kind of like this one based on what they were last week. Both of these teams, Denver at Jacksonville. Denver giving 6. With that defense and Trevor Lawrence struggling and Teddy Bridgewater playing so well, do you not like Denver a little bit given 6 in this one?
I like Denver a little bit. It is Florida, though. 1 o'clock game in the heat. Jacksonville's not very good. And it sounds like what's happening with that coaching staff? I don't even think the coach is like Urban Meyer at this point. Seems like a mess.
Doesn't sound like they do. So mark that one down special. Put a little asterisk next to that one for me, RJ. I really like Denver minus the 6. Buffalo at Miami. Bills laying 3. I lean Buffalo in this one.
I lean Buffalo for sure in this one. I mean, they can't. Can Buffalo afford to lose this game?
No. I mean, you know what? If the Giants, if everyone's telling me the Giants can afford to go to 0-2, then I guess Buffalo probably can. But realistically, if you're...
Well, no. They said that because the division, the NFC East is a weaker division than the AFC East.
Well, the Jets are not going to compete. New England already has a loss, and you'd be 2 games behind Miami, who's not great.
No, but you feel like New England's going to beat the Jets.
Yes.
Because New England's not going to fall to... I mean, they're not going to fall to 0-2 in the division.
No.
Bill Belichick against the rookie quarterback.
God, all right, so we both really like Buffalo in that game then.
Yeah, I think I like Buffalo in that game. And Tua, like they... It's weird what's going on in Miami with Tua. Like they got Jacoby Brissett in there. They're talking about trading for Deshaun Watson. I don't trust that.
I agree with you. I like Buffalo as well. New Orleans laying 3.5 in Carolina. I would lean New Orleans, but I'm not touching that one.
No, I'd stay away from it. I like New Orleans too, but that hook. And Christian McCaffrey looked awesome in
Week
1.
And Carolina got the win, and they look good in stretches, so I would avoid that one. You think there could be a New Orleans letdown, so that would make me nervous. Rams at the Colts. Rams laying 3.5 in Indianapolis.
I would like the Rams in this game. I don't know how much I trust Carson Wentz. I mean, that's a team. Indianapolis is a team that, I mean, has high expectations. High expectations. Especially after what happened to Tennessee in Week 1. But I think we can find... We're only picking one game. I think we find a better game than this one.
I agree. I like this one, too. Pittsburgh at home laying 6 against the Raiders. You think short week, traveling cross-country, Raiders keep this game close?
I would definitely lean Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Really good defense. Their offense concerns me, though. I mean, you watch that. At Pittsburgh 1... Their offense, to say it was anemic in the first half of that game, would be the understatement of the century. It was putrid. Like, Pittsburgh's offense was brutal early in that game. But they found a way.
Yep, they did.
I think we can find better.
Their defense is so good. I really like Pittsburgh in this one. Minnesota at Arizona. Cardinals laying 3.5 points.
You'd have to lean Cardinals, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. But I think there's games I'm going to like better than this one.
Yeah, I mean, Chandler Jones, 5 sacks in Week 1. Kyler Murray, I mean, when he's healthy, he's a real problem. He's a real problem.
Yes, that in fact is true. And he's such an athlete. You can't catch the guy. You can't hit the guy. Atlanta at Tampa. Your Bucs are giving 12.5 to the Atlanta Falcons.
I think Atlanta, I mean, does Atlanta stink?
But I don't know that Tampa beats them by 2 touchdowns.
Nah, it's a division game, too. Tampa's got a lot of rest, though. I mean, Tampa has... I mean, they played Thursday. So, I mean, they'll win. This is a good survivor pick for people. Listen, this is a good survivor pick for
really,
sure.
Oh, really? You're really going out on a limb here, huh?
I'm
13 points?
You.
Wow, you really give insight like nobody else. Seattle at Tennessee.
I like
Seahawks.
This game.
You like this one?
I like this game.
You're going to like the Seahawks, aren't you?
No.
You like Tennessee to bounce back and keep it close?
I would take Tennessee plus the 6.5.
I don't feel comfortable in this one.
They got embarrassed.
And we have other games that we agree with much more.
All right, I'm just telling you, they got embarrassed. Betting on good
betting
on good teams that get embarrassed is usually a good recipe.
Especially when you're getting almost a touchdown. If there's a God in heaven, and I'm not sure at this moment there is, Chargers laying 3.5 to the Cowboys. LA has to. I don't even care if they cover, to be honest with you. They have to win this game.
No, I will say this, too. This game at one point was 3, and I loved it. I hate the hook in this game. But, I mean, you saw what Rashawn Slater did to Washington. You got no, I mean, Randy Gregory's on the COVID list. You lost DeMarcus Lawrence. The defense not good to begin with. How are they putting pressure on Justin Herbert?
I don't know. And Herbert looks just phenomenal at this early stages of year two. Good game Sunday night. Kansas City in Baltimore. Chiefs laying 3.5.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson hasn't beaten Pat Mahomes yet. Hasn't beaten Pat Mahomes yet.
I don't think it starts this week, do you?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, with the injuries that they've dealt with, the running game, coming off a loss to Vegas. This isn't a game that I would pick. I would expect Kansas City wins, but this wouldn't be a game that I would choose.
Yeah, it makes you a little bit nervous. You know, Rick, this could be a good survivor game. Green Bay giving 11 to Detroit, right? I mean, that's keeping it off people's radar.
I don't know how you don't like that. You stick with the Bays this week.
Yeah, really go out on a limb and find games that you like to survive.
They have to
this
blow.
Week.
I mean, don't they have to blow out the Lions?
Yeah, but I don't like that game for us.
No, not for us. But I mean, you'd imagine.
I think if I had to put my money on it, I would put it on Green Bay. Yes.
Green Bay's a weird team, though, man. Like I don't know what it is about them that I don't. They're good, but I don't trust the personality of their team.
I don't know how you can. And that offensive line gets me a little bit concerned.
It should.
And you know what? Detroit can move the football. They have a couple good running backs, and they're not inept offensively, and they covered the number. And they could do the same thing. They could be down 17, score the late touchdown, cut it to 10, and all of a sudden you get the loss on that one. So I like Green Bay, but I don't like them for us. All right, we've narrowed it down for you and I against the K-Show. I'll be on 555 with our final selection later today. RJ, where are we with Survivor picks, my friend?
Survive, no matter what. It's the DNR Survivor Pool.
Alrighty. Everyone's alive. You three took the Rams. I took the Niners. Everyone else on the board. And by the way, you guys have a lot of games on the table. I have 7 games marked down to choose from for the K-Show. So
nice.
Stay tuned. A lot to choose from. But yes, everyone alive. No Rams for you guys. No Niners for me. Everything else clean.
No Rams for us. No Niners for you. All right, I'll go. I'll start out. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. They play great. Well, you could take the same team as me. What's the matter with you? It's a long, drawn-out process. Browns giving 13. They're going to win, certainly. They're minus 700 on the money line. Lock it in. Browns money line survivor for me.
I'm going Browns, too. I hate that you did that, but I'm going
I don't
Browns
understand
too.
Why it's so bad that we take the same team as survivor.
Well, because we went back-to-back weeks now. We took the
same
game.
So what? It's not going to be like that all year. Don't worry.
All right. I'll go next. I'm going to take the Patriots. Belichick.
Oh, no, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, I am.
This is disgusting.
Belichick
by you.
Approximately 1,042-0 against rookie quarterbacks. And so I'm hoping this is not the one.
Come on, Zach Wilson. Come on.
Boy, I really gave a lot of thought to going with that one myself, but for the sake of being different, I'll go with Tampa Bay over Atlanta. Yeah, 12.5 is a big number, but Tom Brady's going to have them cream Atlanta.
Would you want 12.5? If I could give you 12.5, would you take it?
My goodness.
Absolutely
I wouldn't want it either. It's just too much.
And by the way, you're exactly right, Santiago. You say for the sake of being different, you definitely are different. I think there is no doubt about that.
It's just not for Ray.
Just
let your anger go. Just let it go.
It's not going anywhere.
Get it all out.
Put on some. Santiago, come back with some Frozen. Dave's got to. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Cheer him up a little bit.
Such a bad way. But by the way, Greeny's reaching out. Wants me on the show today.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Greeny talks about you a lot, by the way.
He loves me.
I guess he does.
Loves me. I mean, can you deny the level of entertainment I bring to the table?
No, it's undeniable. That's why people like you. It's a good. I mean, you put together a solid 2 hours too. I thought you maybe would give me maybe one.
No,
this is too solid.
So angry though. I'm so angry.
Oh, how could you not be angry?
Well, I am.
5 straight years 0-2. You've won 18 games since the boat trip.
Which you know what? What angers me about that? They still think it was fine.
Still think it was fine.
They
no big
still,
deal.
God forbid any of them say, like, you know what? It was a dumb decision. They still think it was fine.
Yeah, but they can't admit that it was wrong.
Why not?
I listen.
Why not?
We
if you make a monumental
moment.
Mistake, why not just come out and say, you know what? In retrospect, it wasn't the smartest thing to do. Don't even say it was a stupid idea. In retrospect, it wasn't the smartest thing to do.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. And, of course, it's our favorite time of the year. At least it was, as we're back traveling the road to college football. And Goodyear knows the passion and excitement it takes to drive forward. Whether your team is home or away, the game's traditions are still the same. Through every first down, touchdown, or fourth quarter comeback, by moving, anything is possible. Goodyear is here to drive you forward on the road. That moves us all. Goodyear, more driven. I shouldn't need to explain the rules, but I will. It's the frenzy. Quick question, and you're done. That's it. In and out. Now, if anybody, Santiago, I want you to be so aggressive today
hey,
with the
what's
trigger
up,
finger.
Jerry.
If anybody says anything but their question, even a hi, even a hey, guys, eliminate them. Eliminate them. All right? Yes?
You want me to kill them?
Yeah, well, I don't want you to murder them. I'm saying drop them from the phone line like you did the guy the other day.
Your words
we didn't want
were
you to.
Eliminate them.
Yes. All right. Are you ready to go? Rick, are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. TJ in the Bronx, you're on the frenzy. Go.
Hey, what are the Jets going to do?
There you go. No, sorry, TJ. Can't do that. I just said, no, hey, how you doing? None of it. Right to your question. Just think about it right now in your mind. Question. They're going to say,
I'm
how are you?
I'm signing off on this. Just so everyone knows, everyone's listening.
I don't
this
care.
Is not a Rick DiPietro decision.
That's fine. You know what? I'm not trying to make friends this morning. All right? I'm trying to put on good, solid radio. So just right to your question. You know who can do it? Sal and Dutchess can do it. Sal, go.
What do you think about Belichick going 0-2? Jets upset the Patriots.
Nope, very unlikely. I don't like the Jets against that defense. I think New England's a better football team.
The Jets better win. RJ picking the stupid Patriots for their survivor pool.
But how do you feel about that game?
I don't feel great about it.
I don't know how you could. And you know what? The decent thing for you guys is, you don't. If you competed in that game, you'd feel happy about that.
You say that, but it's also, I mean, it's Mac Jones going up against Zach Wilson, too. I
know but come on, but New England is better.
Other, but
New England is better. They have you guys couldn't run the ball at all last week. You think that's going to change this week?
No.
I mean, you have your best offensive lineman is on the shelf for half the season now.
Yeah,
they run the ball.
Yeah, just keep piling on. Great, thanks.
Look, I'm bringing up really optimal points, and because it's painful for you to listen to, you don't want to hear it.
Don't crush my hope because your season's over.
Well, yours is going to be done Sunday. Brennan and Neptune. Go, Brennan.
Who's going to win the NFC East?
Dallas.
I would still lean Dallas.
Yeah. See, people can do this, Rick. They're capable. Tommy and Westchester. How about it, Tommy?
How does this damn team keep finding heartbreaking ways to lose?
They stink.
How do I continue being a fan of this team?
Because you love them. Because it's like your wife. Even if she does bad things, you still love her. Your kids, they do bad things, you love her. You love them, right?
You love them, but you don't like them at the moment.
Right. And I hate them at the moment, but I still love them. Brian and Bergen. Brian, you're on the frenzy.
What do you think the Broncos' ceiling could be this year, especially after the beatdown against the Giants on Sunday?
I think they could be a wild card team, and I think that's it. They're not winning the division. So the ceiling for them, I think, is 10 wins, and they make it to the postseason.
Yeah, I agree. They're not going to win the division. I mean, it helps that there's be an extra playoff team. So, yeah, that for me is their ceiling is the playoffs.
Terrence in Connecticut. How about it, Terrence?
Hey, do the Seahawks win the NFC?
No. Santi, come on.
That wasn't even a...
He said, hey.
No.
He said,
it.
Hey.
This from the guy who says, I'm too quick on the trigger with people.
No, I gave you full permission today. Be like the Green Mile. Pull the lever down. Dakota, Whippany, go.
Biggest threat to the Browns in the AFC North, Steelers or Ravens?
Right now, I'd say Steelers.
Yeah, I agree. Their defense is so good. If their offensive line can be decent, and Baltimore, listen, that's a tough loss, and they're staring 0-2 right in the face, Baltimore.
Yeah, right in the face, going up at Kansas City, against Kansas City.
Yep. Corey, I know where he is now. He's in Greenwich. Go, Corey.
I need a survival team. Browns, Packers, or Patriots. What's the smarter pick to use right now?
I wouldn't say the Patriots.
Browns or Packers.
Look at the spreads.
Browns or Packers.
Look at the spreads. Browns or Packers are the two teams. I want to see Green Bay this week. Like, even though Cleveland lost, they played great. And Houston stinks. I'd be a tad leery about Green Bay. For me personally, I think Cleveland is the pick.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though. The psychology of it would tell you that if Green Bay got embarrassed, it's a divisional game. They played awful, couldn't play any worse. So they're going to be able to prove something. Cleveland played well, but it was against Kansas City. So that's you coming. It's going to be from an emotional high to an emotional low, playing against a team that stinks.
Right.
So is there a letdown?
Even if there's a letdown, I'm sorry, I can't envision them losing that game.
No, I can't either. That's why I picked them for my survivor. But those, I mean, you can't go wrong with those two teams.
Let's go, Dave in Bayside. Go ahead, Dave.
Is the Redskins defense overrated?
Right now. It looks it right now. They were dreadful yesterday. Lou in North Carolina. Go, Lou.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned should I be about the whole Kadarius Toney
10.
Situation? No, come on.
What do you mean 10? How could you not be?
Concerned?
You act like he had a good camp.
No,
He had all sorts of stuff going on
had
in camp.
COVID. Yeah, but long term, you're looking at it as a 10?
No, he said right now.
Oh, right now. Well, I thought he meant like right now, long term. I didn't know he meant right now at the moment.
He may as well not even play yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. He is nothing in this team right now. All right, so I'm going to leave it up to you. Last week we took Ira on the frenzy. It was a disaster. He's back and he claims he can do better. Do we take Ira in the frenzy, or do we wait for later in the show to take Ira?
I think he deserves the chance to redeem himself.
All right, Santi, I know we love Ira. I know he's a Hall of Famer. If he can't follow the rules, you got to play the buzzer and hang up. Ira, go.
Does LaFleur get any type of chance against Belichick this week? I don't see it.
He did it.
I'm hard pressed. Now, you know exactly what's going to happen. The Jets can't run the ball anyway. They didn't run the ball in week one. It's going to be make them one-dimensional, stop the run, and make the rookie quarterback throw it and try to beat you.
Yep. The Jets are not going to run. They didn't run the football effectively against Carolina. You think they're going to run it effectively this week? I'd say it's very unlikely.
With no Mekhi Becton?
Right. No, very unlikely. All right, great job, Ira. Great job, almost everybody. Great job, Santi and RJ and Rick.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.